preciosa por una dehesa inmensa que
We've been on a wonderful excursion through an immense pasture that went on for as far as the eye could see. Wow, it was something that I'd never seen, so beautiful, with all the rock roses. And it seems that the mesto is a cross between cork and home oak. It's perfectly delimited by a fence to protect it, and it's one of the most impressive trees in these surroundings. But also because it's quite fantastic, due to its characteristics. Of course, it's an outing, an excursion that I recommend to everyone. Tourism in Berzocana. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Mesto de la Dehesa. The mesto tells us about crossbreeding, of the coming together of different things to create something new. This mesto is incredibly special due to its dimensions and age, 200 years old. It's a huge specimen, located in a place with ecological value characterized by its conservation. The leaf is perennial and flowering usually occurs between March and May. Its dimensions make it one of the most breathtaking in Spain. It's 16 meters tall and the trunk has a perimeter of 1.5 meters at the thinnest part and 2.5 meters at the thickest. The crown of the tree opens up to reach 20 meters in diameter. Hybrids are no strangers in nature. The mesto is one of them and is formed with the hybridization of cork and home oak. Traditionally, they were considered as something not positive because they lacked all the virtues of the cork or home oak. The mixture between one and the other produces trees that are sometimes quite different. These specimens have been frowned upon over time, and in some cultures, they've even been awarded special omens. And all this because it occupies the place of a cork or home oak. In truth, without their production or losing the quality of their products, the acorn and the cork. There is a signposted route from the village that brings us to this place, Aldea Centera Road. Via it, we find the detour for the track to the Dehesa. A giddy descent towards ecosystems hugely different from the rocks where the town sits. The mesto is located on the Balondo pasture, which is the Deseo Boyal de Berzocana, public forest with an area of approximately 600 hectares where intense life develops, a biodiversity that makes it a guarantor of numerous environmental statements. In addition to the numerous mammals such as deer or wild boar, we find birds as special as the black stork, golden eagles, falcons, and an endless number of birds, making this dehesa one of the most highly regarded birdwatching routes in Extremadura.
Entre sus ramas se aprecian los nidos de águilas.
Eagles' nests can be seen among its branches, and I recommend that you observe them from as far away as possible, especially in spring and summer when the nests are occupied. The Mesto de la Dehesa declared a tree that's unique to Extremadura in 2014, whose state of conservation shows us an extraordinarily strong and vigorous specimen, an idyllic space to rest en route, while trying not to disturb the fauna and the wild animals that we find on our walk. Remember, silence and tranquility to interfere as little as possible with the richness of the environment that surrounds us. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera. Financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the support of the Berzocana Town Council. Francisco Mediavilla and Belén Rebollo have participated in this episode.